Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the call this evening. My name is Terry Luongo, and I am a national marketing director with Juice Plus and NSA, and I've been with this incredible company now for about 15 years. And tonight, this evening, I am honored and privileged to be hosting this call and visiting with Gordon Hester. You know, I have had the privilege of hearing Gordon Hester speak twice in the past few months. Once at the NMD boot camp this summer in San Diego, and more recently at the Dallas Regional. And I have to tell you that at both events, Gordon had us absolutely in awe and completely inspired. And I believe that for many of you tonight here on this call, when you hear Gordon share some of the same insights and principles that he shared with us this summer about our industry, about the healthcare crisis, about Juice Plus, and that for many of you tonight, this is going to be a defining moment in your lives. And before we start the call, I want to share a little bit about Gordon Hester and some of the amazing things that he has accomplished in his life. You know, Gordon is a business and financial management specialist. He has spent 25 years in the world of business, and he's an expert on creating and advancing momentum for business owners. And boy, what an important concept that is. That could be a whole separate training. He's traveled extensively across the United States teaching entrepreneurs like us various principles and strategies related to building a successful business. And he does consulting and coaching with thousands of entrepreneurs around the world. And as a business specialist, results, you know, he has achieved amazing success in his own personal business life. And to the Juice Plus family, Gordon has been the man behind the scenes working very closely with Jeff Roberti, who is our number one income earner. And you need to know at the beginning of this call that Gordon is not a distributor for NSA. He just loves this industry. He loves the potential of this industry, and he's going to share with us tonight. So I want to welcome you on the call tonight, Gordon, and I would love for you to share with everybody your thoughts, your insights, and your vision for Juice Plus and what the future holds for us now, today.
Well, Terry, first of all, thank you for the kind words. I genuinely appreciate it. It is awesome to be on the call, get a little time to talk with your group. As Terry mentioned, you know, I'm kind of a business guy by nature. I've been doing businesses of my own and doing consulting for businesses all over the world, for individual entrepreneurs, for prospective entrepreneurs, you know, for almost 25 years. So I've been at this game a long time. And, you know, what I wanted to share with you tonight is kind of a little bit about what I see you guys being involved with, what I see your company being involved with, what your product's about. And there's two big words that you might want to write down and pay attention to during this call, because I think they're critical points of this message you need to get. The first word is timing, and the second word is positioning. And hopefully in the next, you know, 15, 20 minutes as I share with you some concepts and some information, you'll understand one thing that I believe about your company, and that is that I believe the best is yet to come. You know, although you guys have this massively successful past, you have this product culture with Juice Plus that is like nothing I've ever seen in the world, I will tell you, you haven't even scratched the surface for what's coming. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, because I think it's really important. You know, today's kind of one of those periods in time, periods in history, where people are really looking for answers. You know, I find especially in the income side, I get more calls for people that need advice on opportunity now than I've ever gotten. And I think that speaks volumes for where people are at right now. You know, ultimately, people are looking towards small business, and, you know, you guys have a good answer. But I think it's important that you understand what you're a part of and that you can equally convey that message to other people. So on that part, let's kind of start. So let's talk about timing first. And, you know, timing to me comes in kind of two different forms. One is in terms of what you guys are a part of, which is the wellness industry, and the other is about the timing of your company and your product, Juice Plus. So let's start with the wellness industry. So as a business guy, you know, typically what we like to do is we like to forecast, we like to look at things, we like to understand things in the context of models or processes or, you know, things that just give us clarity. So, you know, in this particular case, there's a great model out there that might help explain this to you. And this model is called the S-curve. I imagine most of you on this call have never heard of the concept of an S-curve, but it's a pretty simple concept. One I want to kind of take a minute and explain to you because it's important to understand how this works and especially how it is applied to the healthcare and the wellness industry. So here's kind of what the S-curve is. You know, this guy by the name of Richard Thompson got together and he built this model. And the model was designed to take a look at a product or an industry and answer this question. From the inception of a product or an industry till its maturation, so from point zero of saturation to 100% saturation, what does this journey look like? And that's an important question because if you understand that, you know how timing plays a part in your business decisions. So he basically said on the S-curve that there's three different stages of this. You know, the first stage is innovation, and kind of the best way to understand innovation is innovation is kind of like preparing for the game. You know, it's about getting a product or a service, getting systems, you know, getting some visibility. You know, it's about getting to a point where there's enough merit in what you do in your product or in your industry that it reaches a critical point. And that critical point is 10%. And something magic happens at 10%. And what happens at 10% is you move out of the innovation stage and into the growth stage. And the growth stage is exciting is because this is the stage you want to be in if you're looking to be involved in something that's going to be hugely successful, where you kind of put the probabilities of success in your favor. Because what we know with the growth stage of the S-curve is that this stage is about the product saturation or the industry saturation moving from 10% all the way up to 90%. And then once it reaches 90%, it reaches the third stage, which is called maturation. And this is just kind of a flattening out of everything. So, you know, maybe the best thing I can do to give you an example of this is kind of maybe walk through a couple real-life examples. So let's take one that's kind of real old and then one that's a little more current. How about cars? You know, if you turn back the clock to the beginning of the century, back during the Industrial Revolution, cars were something the rich had. And, you know, it was just, you know, not part of society. And then, you know, it starts getting some visibility. 1907, you know, the Model T design comes out, starts getting a little bit more visibility, start getting more people involved. There's more money chasing it. And then all of a sudden in 1914, the percentage of households that had cars hit that 10% point. And guess what happened? From 1914 to 1928, cars became part of society. That saturation point went from 10% to 90%. So imagine if I had been involved right before that happened and that was my business, what that would look like in terms of success. And then after that, it was a maturation period. You know, probably a more current example, at least current for me, is the mobile phone industry. You know, I don't know if you guys remember the old bag phones, but I certainly do. This was back in, yeah, probably the early 80s, and, you know, we carried around these bags, and they had these phones, and not many people had them, and they were certainly things that successful people had. And you know, all of a sudden, mobile phones started to become a bigger part of things. And in 1994, guess what happened? We reached that 10% point. And between 1994 and 2008, mobile phones went from being something that a couple people had to that 90% saturation point, where all of a sudden it was part of society. And now we've got mobile phones in everybody's hands. But it's funny because in my house, I think my kids know how to use my mobile phone better than I do. So it's funny how times change. So you know, I guess I would say, so what? You know, so we have this S-curve. What does this really mean? What does this mean to my company? What does this mean to this industry? Well, that brings me to a particular application. There's this real famous business consultant. His name's Peter Drucker. Some of you that have been around the business world are probably familiar with his name. He got his claim to fame because he was the original person that put General Motors on the maps. And, you know, he's an economist, he said, a very, very bright guy. Well, he looked at this model, and he kind of applied it a different way. And he said, you know, if you're looking at something bigger, something that's a movement, something that's a bigger industry for society, that the model's a little different. That in essence, I don't have one S-curve. I have two S-curves, and what happens from going from one to the other is this period that he called discontinuity. Now, let me explain the period because it kind of makes sense. It's a period of chaos, confusion, turmoil, fear. These are kind of words that describe this. And in particular, what was interesting is he applied this whole model to the healthcare industry. And here's kind of what the model said, that, you know, if you turn back time and we go back to before illness became the way, before sick care became the way, you know, in the 1800s, if you were to go back and look at medicine, what you would find is medicine and preventative healthcare working hand in hand. Back then, both people had an equal voice in society. And then lo and behold, by design, the pharmaceutical people, you know, the Rockefeller, Carnegie, they used this guy by the name of Abraham Flexner to write this report that became the foundation of this illness movement. And what we saw was in the early 1900s, all of a sudden, illness became the way. You know, the American Medical Association got supported by the government as to be the voice. They took all these preventative health care medical facilities out of the marketplace, and illness became the way. And then over time, what we have begun to realize is that we have discontinuity. You know, if you look at the healthcare system today, what does discontinuity look like? It looks like it doesn't work. You know, it doesn't work from the perspective of the system's broken. And if you look at the results producing with people's health, it couldn't work any worse, in my opinion. So one of the things that I always ask myself on a business model, because what Drucker said was, look, after you break through this discontinuity, what you're going to do is you're going to make wellness the way. We're going to go back to that time where wellness and medicine are hand in hand. The question is, when is that movement? And what he said in his model is that movement is when discontinuity breaks up. So I will tell you this, and you guys can answer this question for yourself. There's two things that cause this movement toward wellness: awareness and change. And I don't know how many days I could spend on here sharing with you stories and statistics and stuff I've read to support that there's a whole bunch of people out there that are aware of two things. One is that our healthcare system is broke, and two is that wellness is the only way to fix it. And, you know, awareness is the start of the process, but the other thing we begin to see is that there's solutions being put in place. You know, I went back and started even at the top level. What are governments doing? What's the World Health Organization doing? And amazingly, every government, all the world health, everybody is promoting a message of wellness, of prevention, of this is only the way to fix the system. I went and read the data in the World Health Organization, and all four initiatives they have evolve around preventative health care. Wow. So, you know, people in society are starting to get it. You know, this thing's broken. Wellness is the answer. Change is everywhere. You know, it's governments, it's businesses, it's individuals. So what we're about to see is a massive change, and that massive change is wellness is going to become the way. And, you know, one of the things that Drucker said that I thought was so important is there's this really short window of opportunity. And the reason there's this short window of opportunity is because the damage on the financial side and the results side is so big, it's about to implode the system. In other words, fixing this isn't an option. But there's one other important thing to understand here, that we're talking about something that is foundational. In other words, when we talk about healthcare and we talk about preventative healthcare and we talk about a movement, we're not talking about a movement with this group on the phone. We're talking about a movement that affects everybody in the world. You know, I think back and I think, boy, when in the world can you get positioned in something, in some type of an industry that you know is headed in a direction, you know, in this particular case, wellness, and that the best is just getting ready to take off. And that this is a movement. It's such a foundational thing that, boy, there's just a great opportunity with being involved in the wellness industry, which kind of brings me back to the next part of the question. Okay, so we can kind of come to the conclusion. As I said, do your own research. I don't think you can kind of refute the fact that wellness is becoming the way and that the time to get into it's now. But what about your company? You know, what do you guys are about? What's the message with regard to NSA and Juice Plus with timing and positioning? So first of all, I want to share with you that every time I ever look at opportunity, years ago I developed this really simple system. It was called the three P's. The P stand for proven, prepared, and positioned. And the basic idea was that if I looked at an opportunity, and I really didn't care what the opportunity was, whether it was for myself or somebody else, I wanted to align myself with something that was proven, whether that was proven relationships, proven company. because proven matters. You know, experience matters. Success leaves clues. So ultimately, if I'm positioned with something that that's proven, then the odds are in my favor to be successful. The other thing is that the fact that you're proven doesn't mean you're prepared. You know, you got to be, if I take a snapshot of any business or any opportunity, it has to be positioned to take advantage of the future. You know, it has to have the relationships in place. It has to have the systems there. It has to have stories. It has to have leadership. It has to have financial stability. You know, these are the things that matter from the prepared part. But even more important, it has to be positioned. It has to be that if you look at the future, you understand that what's coming is going to be bigger than what's happened. You know, probably a classic example of trying to understand how important the position part is. You know, imagine if you thought, who's the greatest proven company I've ever thought of in my entire life? And you could pick one in your head. And I say, okay, that's the company I'm thinking about. And I said, okay, are they prepared? And you say, yeah, there's somebody out there that's prepared. And then I ask you this question. How would they do if they were marketing 8-track tape players? And the answer is they wouldn't do very well. It doesn't matter how proven or prepared they are, because ultimately you have to be positioned in a market with a product in a movement that's just getting ready to take off. So let's talk about what this means with NSA. You know, this is kind of why I have to tell you I think the best is yet to come. Clearly from an industry perspective, from the wellness movement, not really up for debate. But look, let's talk about your company. You know, I've been around the Juice Plus culture, the NSA culture, for 20 years, the Juice Plus culture for 16 of that. You know, I was there when, you know, this thing was a business plan, when they first put it in bottles, when we introduced it at a convention in 1993. You know, I happened to be there with Jeff, you know, pills in a white bottle, no brochures, you know, no stories, no doctors, no nothing, just fruits and vegetables in a capsule. And this thing started, and from this thing, there was this massive thing that got created. You know, all of a sudden, some magical things started happening. You know, you started seeing the company put systems in place. There was new leadership that came about. You know, there was all these components. And this is important to understand because this kind of falls into the argument about the timing of the company. So one of the things, because I want to jump back here for a second, what about the proven part of the company? You know, what can you tell me about NSA? If I am an opportunity person looking, what I can tell you is this, and I think it's two things you got to write down. The first is, you guys got 40 years worth of success. You know, the one thing that Jay and the other management team has been magical about is that they're visionaries. In other words, they kind of understand how to position them in something that's going to become foundational, you know, part of society. Kind of a good example is the smoke detectors or the water and air filtration. And then they build business models around it. And they haven't had $1 billion success story. They've had multiple billion-dollar success stories. But the other part that's really important on the proven side is these guys have done it through all kinds of different cycles. In other words, when the economy was good, they were doing well. When the economy was bad, they were doing well. When the business model changed, they were able to change and evolve. So this is the proven component that's really, really important to understand. As I said, when we talk about the product culture, let me just touch on a couple things you got to understand that are really unique about your company. You know, first of all, it is studies. You know, the whole world out there is using borrowed research. And what I mean by borrowed research is just a simple concept. You know, it's the, look, I've got ginkgo biloba in my product, and because of that, you know, it improves your brain power. My product improves your brain power. What NSA did, and it was, you know, a remarkably smart business decision, is they went out and they got credible third-party, you know, the best research you can get behind their product. And you know what it did? It proved the product worked, and it worked for everybody. And these studies are an important part of your culture. They're an important part of where you're at in time. You know, the leadership you guys have is in place everywhere. You've got field leadership. You've got corporate leadership. You've got manufacturing leadership. You've got international leadership with the master distributors. Like, all those components are in place. Of course, you've got all the sales and support systems in place. You know, I don't know how many different ways there are to market Juice Plus, you know, whether it's the physician program or you're using the tapes or you happen to be using the home health parties, but these are all proven systems. They work for anybody. And equally, if you're a customer out there or the distributor, there's a whole company there with systems and people in place to teach you how to be successful, to teach your clients or your customers why they need to stay on Juice Plus. you know, clearly this thing's international, 20-plus countries. In fact, that's one thing I always tell people about Jeff that's unique. He said he gets paid in 20 countries. How great is that for a business model? You know, as you start into this growth period with your company, you have to understand you're starting at a pretty good base. You literally have hundreds of thousands of customers all over the world that are already on Juice Plus. And there's one really unique thing about that, and that unique thing is you've got over 90%, or it's right around 90% of your sales that are end consumer driven. Now, that's a strange word, end consumer driven, but let me tell you what it means. What it means is your people, your customers take Juice Plus, not because somebody's paying them to take Juice Plus, because they believe in the value of the product. And so this massive customer base builds stability to things. You clearly have an entrance barrier. And you know what I mean by an entrance barrier? Nobody gets to go create the systems, the story, the studies, the leadership overnight. Doesn't matter who you are and how much money you have. You guys have such a jump on the competition that you're really kind of untouchable in the area of fruits and vegetables in a capsule, which is not a bad place to be. And then, of course, look at your company. You guys are debt-free. You're financially stable. It's actually the best of times in the 40-year history of NSA. And kind of most important to me, because I always try to pay attention to what companies are doing as a vision for how they see the future. You know what you guys are doing right now? You're investing. You're investing in more studies. You're looking into more countries. You're investing into more infrastructure. Like, all the pieces are there that tell me the management teams understand that now's not a time to do what corporate America is doing. Now's not the time to hide the checkbook and hope things get better. Now's the time to invest, because what's coming is going to be so much bigger than where you've been. So ultimately, here's kind of the bottom line. So when we talk about being positioned, when we talk about timing, what I can tell you about your company, if we go back to that S-curve, when we talk about innovation, growth, and maturity, is that you guys are still in the innovation stage. You know, I think the figure Jay mentioned, if I recall, at one of the conferences was about 2% penetration. And maybe that number has grown a little bit. I don't know where you're at on the curve between 0 and 10%, but I will tell you you're not at 10% yet. And I will tell you when you reach there, I believe this thing is going to take off and be bigger than anything you've ever done in the past. You know, what I can't tell you is what that timeline is. You know, if I go back and somebody will say, well, when do we hit 10%? I don't know. There's too many factors. You know, I don't know how fast prevention is going to grow. I don't know how many new leaders are going to go. I don't know the other pieces of NSA that had to place, but I will tell you this. To me, it is a when, not an if. So ultimately, you know, what we do is we understand that, look, if the timing's right, if I'm in the right place at the right time with the right company on the front stage of a movement that's going to affect the world, I can assure you one thing I'm going to do, and that's go to work. You know, this is the time. We're working harder now in everything we do than we've ever done. You know, we understand that there's a couple other really important parts of this NSA story that are going on. For instance, you know, Terry had mentioned that I was at the NMD conference, and at the NMD conference I talked about how, you know, Juice Plus has the greatest product culture I've ever seen of anything in the world. But you guys are just starting the opportunity culture. And you know, the reality is there's a lot of people out there with health needs that need your product, and equally there's a whole bunch of people out there with income needs that need your opportunity. And as you build this culture, as you get new messengers, as you get tools to be able to kind of get the message out, as opportunity becomes a bigger part of this, you know, this thing is just going to grow faster. Now, I will tell you this, and this is an important thing to understand about your particular business. The product's always going to be the superstar in your culture. You know, this is not a culture that makes opportunity so big that product becomes a concept. At the end of the day, your business culture works because your product works. And that part of this opportunity journey and this opportunity culture, I don't believe will ever change. You know, clearly we know the healthcare system is going to drive it, but I think there's one other important part. You know, Juice Plus is not like any other supplement. It's not like any other product. And what I mean by that is, to me, it's foundational. You know, it's not the pet rock. It's not the hula hoop. You know, I see it as foundational as exercise, diet, and sleep. So, you know, I ask people, what happens when I don't exercise? Or if I exercise for a week, do I get to be in shape the rest of my life? The answer is no. You know, what happens if I have a good diet for 2 months and then I start eating bad? The answer is I'm not going to be healthy. Well, Juice Plus is at that level. What I can assure you is that eating fruits and vegetables and this being part of a staple diet is not a fad. It is foundational. It is something that is going to be part of the preventative and wellness message from now to eternity. And you guys are the biggest answers and alternative in that world. So I'm going to kind of leave you with this one final thought. You know, I always tell people, boy, sometimes you just need a wake-up call. And I went, because I'm writing a book and doing a product for you guys on this particular process and opportunity and all the kind of stuff we've covered on this call. But there was one thing that I went and looked up because I was curious about something. You know, what does the healthcare problem look like for people? And what I found was this. You know, if you look at the U.S., the average household income, about 50%, and my guess is if I polled everybody on the call, it would be pretty much a consensus that if I said up or down, you would say, well, incomes are probably going down. Tough economy, a lot of people struggling, unemployment going up. Well, healthcare costs are about $15,000 for the average household. That's 30% of your gross income. Now I would ask the question, going up or down? And the answer I would probably get, it's not just going up, it's going up at an alarming pace. And then the other part is taxes. You know, we live at a point right now where 22% of our gross income goes for taxes, and we have one of the lowest tax structures we've had in history. Where do you think it's going? Up or a whole bunch up? A whole bunch up. So I will tell you this, if you sit around and you think the world's going to change, I will pass on one important message, one important takeaway. In my opinion, there has never been a more important time to focus on making income right now, because the world around us is going to keep taking more and more of your money. So what it really comes down to at the end of the day is a choice. You know, for us, this is a time where we work harder now. I work 70, 80-hour weeks. Love it. Doesn't even feel like work. It's a funny thing about momentum, how great momentum feels. So, you know, I would encourage you, make a good choice. Look at the information. Look at what you're a part of. And you know what? Go to work. Get positioned. You know, the payday's coming. The biggest paydays I saw Jeff get in his 20-plus year history with NSA were at those critical points in time where you knew something exciting was coming up. This is one of those critical points in time. By the way, I think it's the biggest he's seen in his 20-plus years. So what do I see him doing more now than he's ever done? Working. He's traveling all over the world. He's always talking to new people. He's always talking product and opportunity because he knows the big payday's coming. So on that note, I really appreciate you guys giving me an opportunity to share a little information with you, hopefully a little insight so you can understand what you're sitting on. You know, the one thing I will tell you is you're never going to be able to say when you hang up this call that you weren't in the right place at the right time. You know, so I wish you the best and look forward to seeing all of you at the conference. And, Terry, I'll turn it back over to you.
Gordon, thank you. You always inspire me to get to work. And you were so right. It is the season of change. And I just kind of want to give you my take a little bit on some of the things that you just said. Here is an opportunity for us to be leveraging change. You know, one of the greatest abilities of a person of real power is the ability to embrace and leverage change. And there's two kinds of people in the world. There are those who hide out in fear and try to resist change. And then there are those that embrace change and see it as the opportunity to learn and grow and be abundant. And so, you know, tonight, you know, Gordon, you've just shown us that we are so positioned for incredible growth. And not only will you be speaking at the national conference, but I know that you've also produced a CD with the same information that you shared with us this evening, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, and so you will have much of the information that Gordon shared with us tonight available on CD. So there's a great reason to go to conference. And I kind of want to draw a parallel here because I was thinking this afternoon, I was thinking back about, you know, 10 years ago, I think it was about 10 years ago, when Meet Your Ray, you know, produced that first little cassette. It was called Call Me in the Morning. And we just encouraged everybody to get out there to tell your product story, you know, share it with passion and enthusiasm, and then turn it over to the doctor on the cassette tape. You know, let Mitra be the doctor in the pocket. Let her tell the story about health and disease prevention. Let her be the second party validation. Well, now we're going to fast forward 10 years later, and here we are at the cusp of a business opportunity. And so I'm going to encourage each and every one of you to get out there. Tell not just the product story, but tell that business story with passion and enthusiasm. And now you will be able to share with your prospects, you know, the financial management specialist in your pocket or in your purse, Gordon CD. So we all need to take advantage of this great opportunity. And, you know, Gordon, thank you so much, because we are proven, we're prepared, we're positioned for growth. And I see it like this, that we are the hope and the opportunity for better health, and we are the hope and the opportunity for financial peace and financial prosperity. Thank you so much for sharing with us tonight, Gordon. We so appreciate you.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, everybody. Good night. Take care.